In some musical circles, there is an unspoken commandment when it comes to live concerts. The louder, the better.
You're on 10 on your guitar. Where can you go from there? Where?
I don't know.
Nowhere, exactly. What we do is if we need that extra push over the cliff, you know what we do?
Put it up to 11.
11, exactly.
Unfortunately for Nigel Tufnell of Spinal Tap, turning your amp up to 11 does not, by definition, make music sound much better, clearer, or even more rock and roll. In fact, a lifetime of overly loud music can leave fans and musicians forced to listen to something nobody wants to hear.
One of the most common forms of tinnitus is called ringing tinnitus, and it is just a tone, something like this.
About 50 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, or ringing in the ears. Among them, Neil Young, Eric Clapton, Metallica's drummer Lars Ulrich, and Will.i.am of the Black Eyed Peas. Despite the risks, many musicians and fans do not protect themselves by wearing earplugs or turning down the volume in their earbuds and headsets. Molly Boschman is a concert photographer and a contributor to Pitchfork, where she wrote about tinnitus and the cultural bias against wearing earplugs. Molly, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
How loud is too loud for our ears to handle?
There's sort of a threshold of 85 decibels that most audiologists agree is a threshold after which long-term exposure, which means anything more than a half hour as a general rule, is dangerous. What happens is tinnitus is actually a neurological problem that originates in the brain, and it involves the miscommunication between noise-damaged sensory cells in our brain. So when our ears get jostled by very, very loud volumes of noise, like an explosion or noise coming from a rock concert, there's a failure of those noise transmitters to properly communicate impulses to the auditory nerve in the brain, which is a long, convoluted way of saying you shake it too much, it'll never stop ringing. And small venues where sound is trapped and sort of recirculated and reverberating against these hard materials like the concrete of a warehouse or the concrete of a basement where you might be attending a small show will trap and reverberate sound such that even if it is played at 85 decibels, which the average rock concert is not, it's more like 110 decibels, the volume can sort of get ratcheted up with sort of an echo effect.
Well, that puts people, musicians and people who work in the live music industry, as well as, you know, I'm guessing people who operate jackhammers or something, at the highest risk of ear damage. But as you point out, people in the audience don't always protect themselves, and musicians don't always either. Is there a stigma against wearing earplugs in some professional music circles?
I definitely think, depending on the genre, you see this more. For example, a lot of punk music and metal music, as well as the historic loud rock and roll, any sort of genre of music that has a certain visceral nature where the experience is supposed to be very cathartic because it's, you know, so loud and uninhibited and explosive. Those genres, I do think there is a sort of unspoken stigma about wearing earplugs. You know, it's sort of like the equivalent of, you know, plugging your nose over a chef's food would be to wear earplugs in a concert setting where by nature you may be expected to experience some sort of not quite direct like physical pain, but a sort of shock. You know, in those cases, I definitely think there is a conscious decision not to wear earplugs, even if you might end up with some ringing in your ears, because maybe people associate it with a job well done on the part of the musician.
And I guess there's also the sort of, you know, there's the devil may care attitude, or I don't want to grow old anyway, so who cares if my ears are ringing? Well, there are lots of debates also as to whether the earplug actually diminishes the concert experience. Objectively speaking, would you rather go see a band play at a safe volume, or would you rather wear earplugs and have them play really loud?
I would love for musicians and for venues to play music at safe levels to begin with. But since for a confluence of factors, that's not necessarily possible today, there hasn't been a big dialogue about why music is played this loud. And I think there's a miscommunication between the audience and people who work in the venues and musicians who aren't necessarily always aware of how loud they are because speakers are facing away from them. That kind of leads to this. There's not really a public dialogue going on about this issue. And as a result, I don't think many venues are going to be playing music at safe volumes anytime soon. And as a result, I would definitely encourage anyone who loves music and experiences it in the live setting to consider wearing earplugs, which most audiologists agree. You won't lose a significant amount of sound or anything vital to the mix by wearing earplugs. You can only protect yourself.
All right, we've talked a lot about live shows, Molly. How about wearing earbuds? Is there a maximum level that we should be turning up our earbuds to?
It's interesting. When you read the information on the earbuds that come with, say, an iPod, the literature actually suggests that, you know, listening to concentrated streams of music at very high volumes can be dangerous. But conveniently, they don't quite tell us how loud that is. Is that with the volume all the way up at 11, for example, like in the Spinal Tap clip that we heard? Or is that anything above the midway point? I would say, you know, there's never such thing as too much music as long as you're listening to it at a safe level. So, you know, if you're going to blast your iPod for that moment on the subway just to cancel out a short-lived conversation that you don't want to hear, that's probably okay. But if you're walking around 24 hours plugged in, playing and listening to music at a maximum volume, perhaps you should reconsider your daily activities.
All right, Molly Boschman, who, as we heard, only occasionally turns it up to 11. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Molly Boschman is a concert photographer and a contributor to Pitchfork. You can find a link to read her article, How Loud is Too Loud? It's at wordofmouthradio.org.